All right, so, but all he was really trying to tell us is that sometimes when we get gifts, we don't realize how valuable they are at the time. He talked about a blanket that he got when he was 8 years old and how he was expecting this amazing present because it was coming from his grandparents, and his grandparents always gave him these amazing presents. And this year he got a hand-stitched blanket from his grandmother. And he was very disappointed until he thought about it for a while, and then he cried. And so he talked about, though, through time, that became one of his most treasured presents from all of Christmas. And so I just want to encourage you that I don't know what you have coming underneath your tree, but I do believe that we have the ability to look at Christmas presents a little bit different throughout the years. And so today, we are kind of continuing what we've been looking at, this whole idea of why Christmas? Why do we celebrate Christmas? And really, it's only fitting because Christmas should be filled with a lot of questions. I mean, even from your youngest age, you're always asking questions about Christmas, right? Like, am I on the nice list or am I on the naughty list? Did I get exactly what I wanted for Christmas? Or did my aunt knit me those sweaters again? We go through all of these different questions about Christmas. And sometimes we don't think about maybe some of the more important questions, or maybe we do. Maybe as you get a little older, you stop wondering about what's going to be under the tree, and you start wondering about who's going to pay for what's under the tree. And you start wondering about how you're going to handle it when the family comes over, and there's different questions like that. Or maybe your question becomes a little bit more deep and reflective, where you start to question, why do we do this? Why do we celebrate Christmas? Because, like I mentioned, there's a lot of the things that go around Christmas that we understand. We understand the how, right? We understand how to celebrate Christmas. Most of us have it down to a science. Like, every year, this person brings their famous pecan pie, and that person, they're responsible for the turkey, and we get it all down, and we understand the hows of it. We may even understand the who. I mean, it's about Santa Claus, right? Obviously, there's different people who become a part of the who's of Christmas. It's obviously family becomes a part of that. And thankfully, thanks to Charlie Brown, we know the what of Christmas. Because for 60 years, Charlie Brown has been getting on our TV and saying, "Can anybody tell me what Christmas is all about?" And then Linus steps up to the plate, and he delivers his recited message about Luke chapter 2. Jesus. Yes, thank you. It is definitely about Jesus. And that's what Linus tells us. It's also what Luke tells us. See, Luke tells us in chapter 2 that on the night that Jesus was born, there were shepherds staying out in their fields nearby, guarding their sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them, and they were terrified. But the angel reassured them. "Do not be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news, which will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby snugly wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was a vast host of other angels that were with the first, the armies of heaven. And they were declaring the glory of God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to men with whom God has found favor." When the angels left them, the shepherds said, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that we have heard about, which the Lord has told us." And so they went to Bethlehem, and when they got there, they found Mary and Joseph, and they found the baby in the manger. And so they went around, and they told everybody about what they had seen. And everyone who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary treasured these things in her heart, and she thought about them often. And the shepherds went back to their flocks, praising and glorifying God for all that they had heard and seen. It was just as the angels had told them. And then this is where Atlantis gets up. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And we recognize that. We recognize that that's what. But why is it important to us? Why, for 2,000 years, have we been gathering in services like this to talk about the night that Jesus came to be born? You know, I can only imagine what it was like for those shepherds standing out there in the field, and all of a sudden, angels just exploding on the scene. And I kind of wonder how we would have responded. I kind of wonder what we would have done had those angels shown up. Like, what would it be like if everyone steps out of their homes tonight, and all across our country, angels appear and say, Jesus Christ is real? Well, first of all, there'd be pastors like me that said, I told you so. And probably this church and a few others would fill up pretty quickly. And all of a sudden, all around our country, all around the world, people would be believing that there really was Jesus, there really was a God. But eventually somebody will have to ask the question, what does that have to do with me? Great, he's there. What does that have to do with me? Well, when we look at the shepherds, I want us to recognize their response. I want us to see what they did. They looked at this child. They heard the message. They went, they found Jesus, and they looked at this child, and they realized that this baby was different. This baby was God with us. And the beautiful part about that is that when God came to be with us, he became accessible to us. I mean, when we talk about the shepherds were the lowest class in Israel. I mean, they represent the working class, the people who, you know, are the hired hands. But they got to enter in. They got to be some of the first people to come and recognize Jesus for who he was. And when we really think about it, when we think about this question of why Jesus, why Christmas, Why do we care if there's a God? I think what we need to come to understand is that even if we could give you a good explanation for why there's suffering in this world, why we go through different things, it doesn't really answer the real questions in our hearts. I mean, when you were a little kid and you stubbed your toe, did you go to your mother and say, why is there suffering? No, you just wanted your mom. You just wanted to be with somebody. And when that first person broke your heart, did you want a real understanding of it? Or was maybe just going and being with your grandma enough, or having some of her cookies? See, the truth is, we can have our answers to our questions, but it really comes down to what we need is someone to be with us in the middle of our pain, in the middle of our suffering. And when Jesus came to be born, that's exactly what he did. He came to be God with us. And so today, as we're wrestling with this question, why Christmas? I hope that you realize that, yeah, there's a lot of questions, and some of them you might get answers to. I hope there's enough godly people around you who can help you understand some of those questions and some of those answers. But I'd also hope you'd recognize that really the most important thing is that the reason we celebrate Christmas is because Jesus came to be with us. That he came to enter in, to be so approachable that shepherds could get near, to be so sought after that wise men would travel to see him, and so alive today that each one of us can encounter him afresh and anew today. I mean, ultimately, Jesus went to the cross and he died for our sins so that any separation between us and God would be taken away. And so why Christmas? Because Jesus came to be with us. Jesus came to be God incarnate so that we could have access to the throne room of God, so that we could have the ability to know not only God is real, but God is with us. And so in just a moment, I'm going to pray just a simple prayer. And I want to invite you to, in your seat, right where you're at, to pray in your own heart a very simple prayer back to Jesus. That I don't know what Christmas is like for you. Maybe you're going through something difficult. Maybe Christmas is wonderful. Maybe Christmas is full of romance and family. You know, and that's great too. But the beautiful part about that is Jesus wants to be invited into all of it. And so as we take time this moment to pray, I want to encourage you just to, right where you're at, consider getting close to that manger, drawing near to Jesus, and considering whether or not tonight is a good night for you to accept that gift of God with us. That maybe you have been following Jesus for a while, but you need a fresh dose of the reality that God is with us. And so as I pray, I just invite you to pray along with me, to pray in your heart in whatever way draws you closer to him. And if you would like help in starting a relationship with Jesus, maybe put that on your communication card when you turn it in for your popcorn. But the biggest thing is, I don't want you to leave Christmas without the knowledge that God has come to be with us, and that is why we celebrate. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we do thank you. We thank you that you came to be God with us. That though we don't always have all of the answers to why we're going through what we're going through, the answers aren't as important as knowing that you are with us. And so today I pray that you would become more real to each and every one of us in this room. That you would draw us and draw our hearts to a deeper understanding that you came to be with us. And I pray that this next year would be marked with more of your presence, more of your spirit, more of your love in our lives. We recognize that you are a faithful God, that you came near to us, and that all we need to do is draw near to you, and you are right there in our midst. So God, as people in this moment are reaching out, wanting more of you, wanting more of your presence in their lives, I pray that you would meet them in a very real way. that the gift of Christmas would be alive and well in our hearts. And the hope, the love, the joy, and the peace of Christmas would go with us. We love you so much, Jesus, and we pray all of these things in your wonderful name. Amen and amen.